We can't hear you. Yeah.
Hear me now?
Yeah. Great, all right.
I got great on telephone commercials. I'm James Parker. I'm a retired professional engineer, and I serve in the legislature, and I also live in the town of Easy. To my far right over here is Mark Draper. Mark is a solid waste director for Tri-Community Landfill and Recycling in Fort Fairfield. He resides in Caribou. Next to him is Elvin Ehlers. He's a retired chemical engineer, former environmental manager for Fairchild Semiconductor, South Portland. To my left over here, board member is Tom Eastler. He's a professor of environmental geology at the University of Maine in Farmington, resides in Farmington. Tom Dobbins is not here today, and we have two vacancies on the board. Also here at the head table, to my far left over here, is the commissioner, Patty Ahu, Department of DEP. Beside her is Ruth Ann Burke. She's the board clerk and administrative assistant. Beside me is Cindy Petrosti. She's our executive analyst for the BEP. And to my right here is Peggy Bessinger. She represents the Attorney General's office. First item on the agenda is comments from the chair. I can either make my comments now, or I may make them just before we go to the Sears Board article. But we'll get to that in a minute. So I'll make my comments before that particular business item. Are there any comments from the commissioner?
I do have some, please. I just wanted to let you all know that, as you are well aware, today is a legislative session where there'll be reviews of action on a number of bills remaining. However, for the DEP, throughout the last 6 months, we have fared well before the legislature. We did receive new general fund money to assist our hazardous responders grapple with the ever-increasing numbers of illegal drug labs that I had briefed you all about before. And as I had briefed you before, in 2012 we had 9. At the end of last year we had 30. Unfortunately, as of today, we have already responded to 24. And that's just the DEP's portion of that work. The legislature did agree to transfer the returnable bottle program from the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry to DEP. So it was the sole remaining recycling program in the state that was not with the department. So that transfer will be occurring. The land division has now been elevated to a land bureau within the department. There's been two bills that were passed that makes a number of improvements to both the small scale wind licensing process as well as the grid scale wind licensing process. And some of those were along the lines that this board had been requesting the legislature to review for the last 2 years. And then finally, the bill that I had briefed you on in regards to merging our two separate petroleum funds into one fund has been passed by the legislature and is currently one of the 70 bills that is in question as to its status. But the legislature did agree with that. That's it for the legislative update. I also wanted to brief you quickly on the Brunswick layover rail facility in the town of Brunswick. The department held an adjudicatory public hearing. It completed that hearing. It issued a stormwater permit to the applicant. We have been notified to expect an appeal coming your way, and so that will be that appeal will be headed to you when that appeal is actually lodged with the department, which we would expect today, actually. And finally, the other update that I would be providing you will be the next agenda item. So, with that, those are my comments. Thank you.